coming soon from Big Finish Productions.
You live in a caravan? Willeker asked. John Smith thought for a moment. I suppose I do, he said, surprised. Willeker glanced out of the window, and a sudden spasm of panic gripped his heart as he failed to recognise the road they were driving down. It seemed to be on the outskirts of an industrial estate. The sawtooth silhouette of a factory stood out against the rain clouds on one side, while a chicken wire fence protected a stretch of waste ground on the other. He'd never been there before, but somehow he recognised it. Strange yet familiar. It certainly wasn't on the way to Kermore Road.
So, what do you think the defining architectural style of the next millennium is going to be then?
John Smith asked cheerily as the factory vanished behind them and the car sped along the road to nowhere, fenced in on both sides by the wire netting.
My money would be on concrete brutalism, but I'm willing to be convinced that the Second Dynasty Sinan Empire might make a surprise appearance.
Willeker disregarded the question, which sounded like the man had read it straight out of a textbook. Concrete posts flickered in the corners of his eyes. Are we going the right way? He asked, an edge of panic in his voice. Ahead, the road terminated in a circle of tarmac and a wire gate. A sign on stilts had been erected behind the gate saying Green Fen Housing Development. The planned start date, in smaller letters underneath, was 6 months away. Willeker's firm got a credit as architects. John Smith brought the car to a fast stop, took it out of gear and looked sideways at Willeker for the first time.
You wanted Mallard close, didn't you?
He jerked a thumb at the fence. Well, here we are.
Big Finish. We love stories.